the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration
and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Hey, you guys, happy Monday. Happy New Year. Happy first Monday of 2017. This is Carly Wilson, and I also have Lindy Davis on with me. Say hello, Lindy.
Hello.
Hello. And this is a really special call. I mean, this is the only call that we can say is going to make or break 2017. I'm totally kidding. But it is the first Motivation Monday call of the year. I'm excited to not only get this day started on the right foot, but to get this week started on the right foot, and hopefully even get this entire year started on the right foot. Lindy, how was your New Year's?
It was amazing, totally low key. And, you know, just finished up our last day. My kids are back at school today. Garrett's back at work. So we're back in the grind. And so that was our last day to just be home with each other, you know, making the most of those moments. So
definitely. We definitely spent a low-key evening as well, you know, with the kids, celebrating, you know, an amazing 2016. In my mind, I'm already thinking about, you know, 2017 and what our goals are. And my kids are not back at school today. And my husband is actually still on vacation today, but doesn't stop me from being in the grind, as you would say, as well. So, you know, what's on everybody's mind today? I know it has to be the new year, new goals, new commitment to old goals, maybe. You know, and what your strategy is for reaching those goals. You know, a lot of people talk about resolutions. You know, in my past, I've always created New Year's resolutions. But I will admit that after about a week or two, they've completely slipped my thoughts. It's not something that I continue to focus on. It seems like it's just something that I do out of tradition, but don't really take it seriously. Goals, however, that word, although, you know, some use those two words synonymously, I do take seriously. And so instead of talking about New Year's resolutions, I like to talk about goals for the new year. What about you, Lindy? What do you think about the word resolutions?
Well, I love this time of year. And I love reflecting, and I love, you know, future thinking and focusing on, you know, what I can do different to make this year better than the last. And so, you know, we, I guess the two of us have become more goal-driven, goal-oriented over the past couple of years. And so it really is just a time to reset, you know, look at what we did and did not accomplish and just continue to move in the direction that we know that we're going, because that hasn't changed, right? It's just basically what we're going to do to make this year better and get closer to the ultimate goals that we set for ourselves through, you know, those short-term goals that we need to set to get there along the way.
Absolutely. So I know you have a few things that you wanted to share about goal setting, and I'll just let you take that away. I've got a couple of things that I want to share after you, and then I would love for us to just, you know, get practical, share what our goals are, maybe one goal, and, you know, what we are planning to do to achieve those goals.
Well, I went to my, you know, favorite resource, because everything there is true. Well, not necessarily.
Google or Facebook.
Google. And what I love is that you can always find something that relates to you. And, you know, while everybody kind of has a different take on your approach to goals and goal setting, I found something when I was just looking through some articles that really talked about, you know, how to set a goal and achieve it. And, you know, Carly and I have talked all through since these calls started about, you know, writing your goals down. You are more likely to achieve your goals if you write it down. And then I think that that percentage goes up like to 78% that you're likely to achieve them if you say them out loud. And so, you know, we've talked about, you know, writing your goals down, creating a vision board so that you see the things that you want to accomplish in front of you every day. But, you know, we've also talked about, you know, kind of having a mantra, you know, something, speak that over yourself that you are, that I am whatever it is that you want to be in the coming days, months, year. And so an article that I found, well, I'll go back. So you're writing your goals down. You're creating a vision board so you see those things in front of you all the time. And then you come up with your game plan on what you're going to do every day to achieve those long-term goals. And so, you know, you want your goals to be things that you can, that are attainable, right? So one of the things that we talk about a lot are SMART goals. And, you know, that is really just breaking it down. You want your goals to be specific. You want to know the direction that you're heading. You have to, you really dial in on what it is that you want to accomplish. Because if you set that big, huge goal, it becomes overwhelming, like you're never going to get there. It's those specific small steps that you have to take to get there. Then you want your goal to be measurable, something that you can see the progress that you're making along the way towards the goal. You want to see those little victories that you have, no matter what it is that you're trying to achieve. You know, hitting those milestones along the way is going to keep you going, keep you motivated, and keep you on track. You know, you want the goal to be attainable, achievable. You know, you want it to not be something so lofty that you'll never get there. So if you have something that big that you feel like you can't attain, you need to make it a smaller goal so you can see the end in sight. And then once you get there, you know what? Reset for that next goal, but don't make it so out of reach that you feel like you can't accomplish it. Then you need to make it realistic, relevant, and reasonable. You know, this acronym is awesome because there are so many different words that actually go with it. But, you know, make sure that your goal is something that you can achieve. It's realistic for you based on the time that you can put towards working towards it, and, you know, relevant to what you want to accomplish, not just in the coming year in 2017, but each day, each week, each month, what are you going to do? And make those short-term goals realistic so the long-term goal is achieved over the next few months. And then, you know, make it trackable, make it timely, make it tangible, make it something that you can actually accomplish it. You can feel it. You know, a lot of that kind of thing is emotional. You know, it's not necessarily about a particular thing as much as it is about accomplishing the goal. And the, you know, excitement and the confidence and that moment, you know, if you can think back into your life when you've actually accomplished something that you set out to, that moment of just, oh my gosh, I did it, that feeling, you know, tie everything, all the work that you put into achieving that goal, tie it into visualizing yourself accomplishing that and what it's going to feel like, because so much of what we do is tied to the emotions that go along with it. Carly, I'm going to let you chime in, but I did find this other awesome analogy that I want to share, but I know that you've got some things to add to the topic.
Definitely. So, you know, when you talk about the emotional ties to your goals, I think one of the most important things that you can do while you're envisioning this new 2017 for you and your family is to create a vision board. In the past, I've had my own, you know, prejudgments about what a vision board is. You know, I kind of thought like it seemed like a craft or, you know, not worth my time. But once I actually sat down
and not only just created this vision board one time, but continue to add to it, you know, even subtract from it when I've accomplished a certain goal, taking it from that vision board to a different space that, you know, I like to call my gratitude area. You know, thank goodness, you know, that I achieved this goal. This is what how it's blessed my family, and not forgetting about those achievements has been really key to my motivation and seeing these goals accomplished move from my vision board, what I want to accomplish, to this gratitude board, things that I did accomplish, has been a huge reminder. Because let's face it, when you are a goal-driven person and maybe you fall short of a goal, it's easy to think of yourself as a failure and to focus on that failure. But if you really look at what you've done, at what you've accomplished, it will help you to focus back on the things that are on your vision board and focus on what you did indeed accomplish and be grateful for what you, the efforts that you've put in and the success that's come from it. So one thing I wanted to add to what Lindy had said is, you know, the purpose of an I am statement. I love these, by the way. They're all over my house. You know, I am doing this in 2017. I am, you know, accomplishing different things in 2017. And the reason that you say I am something is not that you actually are at that point yet, but to act as if you already are. Because if you are acting as if you've already gained a certain type of success or you've already met this goal, you know, how could that not be in your future? But if you say, I will be, you know, that is a little less certain than I am. So I love those types of statements. Lindy also touched on making your goals being achievable. So, but here's the thing, and here's kind of the trap. Don't make your goals too easy either. You know, we both have read a book called The 10X Rule, where the author Grant Cardone talks about taking this goal, whatever you decide that it should be, and multiplying it by 10 to really challenge yourself, not to make it out of reach, but to push yourself a little bit further than you may if you make your goals too easy. I love the idea of the SMART goal, though, because the most important component of that is for it to be measurable. So if you just say, you know, I want to be healthier in 2017, well, what does that really mean? You know, what are you going to do in 2017? But if you say, I want to work out 5 days a week for an hour each time, throughout the month of January, then, you know, you can mark that on the calendar and measure it. See if you've, you know, achieved that goal. And then, you know, at the end of the month, you can really see how it's affected your life. So one thing that another book that I'm reading, you know, Lindy and I think we should start a book club, but a book that I've read and actually am in the process of rereading right now is called The One Thing. And the premise behind the book is deciding what that one thing is that you can do that makes all other things in your life easier or even unnecessary. And there's a whole chapter dedicated to developing new habits. And, you know, there is kind of a myth floating around that it takes 21 days to develop a new habit, but that's actually false. Science suggests that it takes, you know, really a range of time, but the average would be 66 days to develop a new habit. So I've circled that day on my calendar. Actually, I didn't really add it up, but I'm just kind of estimating that 66 days from now is going to be March 6th. And until that date, I won't decide whether or not I've hit that goal or not. You know, I want to see the cumulative effects of my daily efforts on March 6th. So, you know, my point is don't give up on yourself too soon. When you're developing a new habit, it's hard. You know, that's why people give up on their resolutions or give up on their goals too soon, is because it does require a lot of willpower, a lot of discipline to develop a new habit. But 66 days from now, something that seems so hard today, something that you had to focus so acutely on today, will just be like second nature. And so, you know, as you're developing these new goals, as you're developing these new habits, don't give up on yourself too soon. Circle March 6th on your calendar and, you know, with your daily focused efforts, see where you are at that point. I guarantee you what seems so hard today will seem really easy and really just part of your normal day 66 days from now. So, Lindy, I know you had something else you wanted to share. I'll invite you to jump back in.
For sure. Well, I love that, you know, because I think when you break it down into, you know, those smaller time frames, it does make your goals more attainable. And so, you know, I think that part of what I personally am going to work on is really going to be about just day in and day out time management every single day. And so one of the things that I'm going to focus on to help me achieve all of my goals, which, you know, there are some on the business side, there are some on the health and fitness side. You know, there are mom goals and wife goals and, you know, homemaker goals. You know, I know that we all have such a wide range of things that we want to accomplish. It's definitely not just one thing, but it really is defining your priorities, you know, making sure that you're spending time on the things that are most important. And, you know, one of the things that I really am going to focus on doing is planning my day out the night before, you know, so that I don't wake up feeling like, what am I doing today? What am I going to accomplish? I'm going to have a plan so that when I open my eyes, I know what's on my plate for the day and I've got it prioritized. So I know what I'm going to accomplish first, you know, the most important thing. And so I loved this quote that I found this morning, and it's by Mark Twain, and it says, "Eat a live frog first thing every morning and nothing worse will happen to you the rest of the day." And what this quote is talking about is, you know, if you're like most people, there's something that you every single day that you procrastinate because it scares you or it overwhelms you or you just don't like doing it. And that task right there is your frog. And what Mark Twain is saying is that you should eat it right away first thing in the morning, because the problem with procrastinating on eating your frog is that it's hard to concentrate on getting other things done. You're thinking about the frog that you need to eat later, and so then you become overwhelmed, you become scared. All of that stuff keeps you from accomplishing all the other things that you need to do, but if you get that one thing out of the way first thing in the morning, then it's going to create a just ball of momentum that's going to take you through the rest of your day because you killed that one thing, that frog. You ate it first thing in the morning, and so you got the ball rolling. There's nothing else that can go wrong because you conquered your fear first thing in the morning. You ate the frog, and now, you know, nothing is holding you back. And I thought, ew, when I first read it, and then I was like, God, that makes so much sense. Because it's going to give you that sense of accomplishment. It's going to be a great start to your day because you're going to feel successful. You finish that dreaded task immediately, and that momentum is going to carry you through the day. And everything else that you've got to do is nothing compared to that one hard thing, that eating that frog first thing in the day that you got out of the way. And I just kind of loved that analogy. You know, give yourself some deadlines. You know, be honest with yourself about what the frog is. Don't lie about the frog. You know, you want to make sure that you're accomplishing the task that's going to have the highest impact and that you're getting it out of the way. If there's something that you procrastinate about doing, you know, and I've been super inspired by a lot of people on our team, especially over the holidays, that have been getting up early in the morning and going and hitting the gym, working out, and killing it. And I know that some of those people are dialed into this call. And I've been like, God, that is my frog. I need to get up and I need to work out first thing in the morning. That's not my only frog, but that is one of the things that I procrastinate about. And then I get so busy, I don't get it done. So, you know, I think, you know, tackling that task that's going to have a high impact, is going to just start everybody's day out in an awesome way, giving you a sense of accomplishment and just getting your day started off right. So I just thought that was kind of funny, Carly, when I read that, and I think it makes a ton of sense.
I definitely agree. You know, it goes along with one of my goals, which is to do better about compartmentalizing my day. I have always prided myself on being a multitasker, not because I'm great at it, but because I'm always seeming to do a million things at once. But what I've realized is that it really takes my attention away from doing the thing that I intend to be doing. So when I talk about compartmentalizing my day, I mean that I'm going to eat the frog first thing. I'm going to focus my intention on the one thing that day that is my goal. And how do you determine what your one thing is that you need to do that day? Well, you need to ask yourself, is the thing that I'm doing going to help me to reach today's goal? Is today's goal in alignment with this week's goal? Is this week's goal in alignment with this month's goal, and so forth? And if you don't have something thought up the night before, Lindy, of what you need to be doing, then your one thing needs to be researching, finding out what you could be doing, you know, and making a plan for yourself. So don't just, you know, write off that time as, well, I couldn't think of anything to do. Spend that time thinking of what you need to be doing and making those plans. But also, the issue with compartmentalizing for me comes in later in the day, like when my kids and, you know, my husband are home. I tend to be on phone calls while I'm cooking dinner. You know, I sit down at the dinner table with my phone right next to me. I'm always, you know, I can be distracted very easily. So my goal for 2017 is that when I'm working, I'm working. When I'm eating, I'm eating. You know, when I am at my kids' basketball game, I'm at my kids' basketball game, because I really think that that's something that I've struggled with, is just constantly being distracted by one thing or the other and not committing my full focus and attention to the thing that I'm actually doing at that moment. And when I do that, everybody suffers. You know, my kids feel ignored. You know, I overeat at dinner time because I'm sitting there eating while I'm, you know, scrolling Facebook. You know, when I should be working, I, you know, get distracted by chores that need to be done around the house. And so that is a huge goal for 2017 for me. And I know that that's something that you're working on as well. And I have a feeling that a lot of people are in the same boat as we are, because with our smartphones, it's just like instant distraction right at your fingertips. working from home means that all of the things that pile up around the house are on your mind, in addition to, you know, I say work, although what we do is really not work to me. It's fun, and, you know, but it's something else that, you know, housework comes in between getting things done that I want to get done for the day. So compartmentalizing my day is a huge goal. And part of that is definitely using the calendar to set up a routine, which I don't have and I need desperately. What about you, Lindy?
I totally agree. But then I want to go back to, you know, 2 years ago when you woke up on January 1 and you said, I'm doing this, I'm taking it to the next level, and I'm committing to my calendar and being super intentional and super focused on those daily activities that it took to get you towards your goal. And what happened when you did commit?
Definitely. You know, the calendar challenge, as we refer to it now, is really just a list, a to-do list, if you will, but they are the most important things that you can do to stay consistent every day and continue to grow your business. And so if you don't know what the calendar challenge is, please reach out to us privately and we'll go through that. But, you know, it's about 30 minutes worth of activities, and done, you know, every once in a while, you know, it's not going to do a whole lot, right? But if you think of it kind of like a snowball, which starts out really small, and on January 1st, you do those
that checklist, you know, and you're thinking, well, that's kind of easy. It's really probably not going to do a whole lot for me. You do it again the next day, your snowball grows just slightly larger. You do it again the next day. You do it again the next day. And maybe after a week or two, you haven't really noticed that your snowball has grown that much larger. But 30 days from now, it's massive because each day it just grows exponentially. It's a snowball effect. So I would definitely, if you're trying to figure out what that one thing is that you need to do to grow your business, you need to look at the calendar challenge and what those activities are and commit to it. Because I'm telling you, it's 30 minutes of effort each day, but it makes a huge difference over a 30-day time period. And I would, you know, ask you to commit to it for 66 days. I got a text message from Shelly Robertson. She says, did you know that March 6th is a Monday? And I'm like, actually I did, because I really did circle that day on my calendar. But how cool would it be on Monday, March 6th, on this call to reflect back on today's call and what our goals are that we talked about, and to, you know, be able to share what 66 days of focused efforts have done for our goals. Did you know that March 6th was a Monday, Lindy?
No, I did not, but it's good to know. We need to make that call awesome, because we're all going to be excited about what that 66 days meant to us, and maybe we should have some people that actually commit for 66 days share on that call with us. That would be awesome.
I know. You guys should comment on the call flyer post and tell us what you're committing to for 66 days. And maybe you'll get chosen to share on that call. Circle that date on your calendar and commit to doing whatever it is, at least until that date. Don't give up on yourself too soon. Lindy, do you have any closing thoughts for this call? Which, by the way, I'm in love with. I think that talking about goals is my new favorite thing. But not just talking about it, you know, actually putting some of these things into practice is the challenge, right? And committing to it, having the discipline to do it day in and day out, it's a war that you're going to have to win with yourself over and over again. But on March 6th, you're going to be so proud of yourself that you made that commitment and you stuck with it. And there may be days that you fall off. There may be days when you're sick or when your kids are sick. But the thing is, the next day you jump right back in. And maybe you even double up your efforts to make up for time lost.
Absolutely. I love that. And then I also just remembered one thing that, you know, we've talked about on previous calls that kind of went along with the whole progression of writing them down, writing your goals down, having a vision board, having your mantra that you're speaking over yourself every day. But also, you know, every day is not going to be perfect, and we have to live with some flexibility in our lives and to be a little bit flexible with ourselves. But one thing you have to do every single day is pour into yourself. Listen to Motivation Monday call, you know, listen to some audio, you know, whatever it is for you that drives you, that keeps you motivated, that keeps you excited, that keeps you, you know, with a positive mindset. You need to make sure that you are taking care of you, because you know what? Things are going to happen. Life's not always going to be perfect. There are going to be times that you get down, but you're in control of how you view your reality. And I'm telling you, when Carly and I are pouring into ourselves, we are so much happier. We have such a more positive outlook, and there was actually a day over the break. I'm like, what are you girls reading right now? And we laughed because it wasn't something that was uplifting. And I mean, it wasn't the norm for us. And I think honestly, we could all tell that we were kind of out of that routine. And so make sure that you take care of you, that you pour into yourself, because, you know, a lot of us are in the business of pouring into others. And I love that about being associated with, you know, like-minded people, is that we're given to others all the time. And we love helping others live a life that they deserve. And but it starts with you being in the right place, heart, soul, mind, all together. So make sure you take care of you in the process. And, you know, that is going to help you be, you know, wildly successful over the coming weeks and months and 2017. So I just wanted to make sure that we added that in there.
Love it. And it's so true. You know, at least 30 minutes a day, you know, give yourself that to pour into you, to make you feel good. And if you can do it in the first part of your day, even better, because, you know, getting started on the right foot is a real thing. If you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, so to speak, it's a lot harder to pull it back together and to, you know, get your day going in a different direction. But if you start your day with 30 minutes of positivity, something that you're pouring into yourself, something other than, you know, the news or, you know, negative thoughts about your day or whatever it is, I promise you, you'll have more good days than bad days. So with that, Lindy, you know, thank you for getting on this call and doing this with me. I love Motivation Monday. I'm excited and committed to doing this every single Monday with you. And you guys, dial back in next Monday at 10 a.m. Central for our next call. And until then, this call is officially over.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.